My bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone listening to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go to the Apple and Google store and download our app, or just sit in a chair. Go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And you take your favorite shows with you 24-7, wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link on the website that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, undermining our democracy, questioning our elections, falsely questioning our elections. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest, toughest voice standing up for our democracy and going against that message. Now, I want to get back to what Dick of Madison brought up about COVID. It's a very important point. Let me give you some data on it. On Tuesday, we shattered the daily record for COVID. 441,278 cases reported. And that's just reported. There's some people have some sort of symptoms and it's not reported. 441,000. That's 150,000 more than last winter at the same time. And that was pre-vaccine. That was pre-vaccine. We're averaging 258,000 cases a day over the last 7 days. 58% of them are Omicron. And you know, what's happening is, let me give you an example. In Wisconsin, 20,000 vaccine doses a week are thrown away because they're wasted. Because they've either been exposed to non-refrigerated and people don't show up or they don't want them. 20,000 doses a week, just in Wisconsin, which is a state of average size. What is happening is that the leadership of the Republican Party relentlessly, for the whole time that Trump was president, and then, or in the end of it when COVID hit, and since then, has attacked vaccines, attacked masking, attacked distancing, made fun of anything having to do with stopping COVID, said stupid things like mouthwash can stop it, a dewormer medication for horses and cows can stop it, hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug, can stop it. We have our rights. You have DeSantis in Florida, Abbott in Texas, and the rest of them taking money away from school districts that have mask mandates or vaccine mandates. The Republican Party relentlessly as a party has opposed vaccination, Individual Republicans have gotten vaccinated, of course, but many have not. And when a third of the country is not vaccinated, which is what it is about, the virus has a playing field to mutate. The virus doesn't have a brain. It doesn't mutate on purpose. It's all statistical. It's all mathematical. But if you give it enough playing field, other variations will come in. You've seen the artist renditions of the virus, the furry spike and all that. Some will come along with no spikes. Some will come along with longer spikes. It's all evolution very quickly. It's all mutation. And what happens is now we have Omicron, which turns out oddly to be more transmissible than Delta, but at the same time, perhaps a little milder. And oddly enough, there's some evidence that it's managing to attack Delta by squeezing it out. But you still have COVID and some people are still dying. We're going to the lines. Terry of the North Woods, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
I'm jumping around a little bit here, Matt, but I'm really encouraged about these Senate candidates the Democrats are going to run in the fall. Tim Ryan of Ohio and John Fetterman, to name two, not to mention the gal from Florida there running against Rubio. I'm excited about those three, and I think there's more than that, but they look like they can take their states, Senate position. So
I think you're right, and I'm aware of all three of them. I've not had the pleasure of meeting all three of them. But Terry is bringing up three Senate candidates. Remember something, we have to keep the Senate at least have 50, even though obviously Manchin and Sinema are not playing ball and a lot of stuff. But if we don't keep 50 Democrats in the Senate, Moscow Mitch becomes the majority leader, Biden shut down. There'll be no appointments that come through. Supreme Court appointment, no. They won't even get to the floor for a vote. Majority leader decides what gets to the floor even for a vote. So Terry has picked out three states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida. Tim Ryan is looks like he's going to be our candidate in Ohio. He's a congressman from a blue-collar working-class district. He himself has a working background. He's a very good guy, very, very good guy. I've seen him interviewed nationally. He has a head on his shoulders. Ohio's a tough state. It's technically a slightly red state. I think it's had more presidents elected from Ohio than any other state. At least that had been the case. It's quite a state. However, if anybody has a shot there, Ryan does, and he's tough as nails. And a lot of the nuts that are running, there's a couple of nuts that are on the Republican side. It's a huge primary. They're sucking up to Trump. And if one of them gets it, the one guy that this Vance, the novelist, is a nut. And then another guy ran against him is even a worse nut. If these people get it, I think Tim Ryan can beat them and take back. You know, Sherrod Brown is elected from Ohio. He's a Democrat and he's very much on the left. The thing about Ohio and like all the Midwest and us and actually the whole country, people just like people who tell the truth, who speak very plainly. Sherrod Brown is on the left, and yet he's getting a lot of votes in Republican areas because people like somebody who's just flat out telling the truth. So Tim Ryan, I think, has the capacity that we could have two Democratic senators in Ohio. Fetterman is an interesting guy in Pennsylvania. First of all, Fetterman is something like 6 feet, eight inches tall. I mean, if he were on the Bucks bench, he would not be the shortest guy on that bench. Believe me, 6 foot eight. And he is in it, you know, he has tattoos. He has a tattoo of, he was the mayor of a small town before he became lieutenant governor. He's lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. A tattoo of the number of people who I think died in his town or something. And he's very quirky. And he has a primary. And one of the guys that, you know, Connor Lamb is running against him. Connor Lamb is a, Are you at the mic there, Luke?
I was going to let you know it was the every overdose victim of the town that he was mayor of.
Oh, that's what
so
it was.
So it was to bring light to the opioid epidemic that Western Pennsylvania and much of the United States was facing. Fetterman was getting a tattoo for every overdose victim while he right. was mayor.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. So this guy, Connor Lamb, is a very good guy. He was elected in basically a Republican district. He's a veteran, combat veteran, and he'll be a tough opponent. But I like Fetterman. Fetterman, you know, we need people like that in the Senate because he was interviewed at one point and they said, well, you know, Moscow Mitch says this and this one says that. And he wiggles his hand. And he says, ooh, ooh. You know, he's 6 foot eight. And he is he looks like a guy who could wrestle in worldwide wrestling. This guy, he's going to walk in and the Republicans are going to shrink back. Believe me. Plus, he's smart and his instincts are quite good. In Florida, Terry's bringing up Val Demings. Val Demings is a former police chief. Believe it or not, a police chief, flat out police chief. Very, very good. Very solid candidate. And she's down there and she's going against Marco Rubio. Now, Marco Rubio is a chameleon. You know, he'll talk one way somewhere and he'll talk some the other way somewhere else. He sucks up to Trump. He doesn't suck up to Trump. He ran for president and embarrassed himself. The only guy who embarrassed himself more was Scott Walker. But right after Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, you know, sort of joking about Donald Trump's size and that kind of thing. And then he goes, he's interviewed, and I've never seen a weirder interview. The guy is sitting there and he's a very cherubic looking little guy. So he's sitting there, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth and all this. And he wanted a glass of water. So sneakily, right on camera, if you're a Republican, first of all, don't be sneaky in politics. But if you're going to be sneaky and you're a Republican, don't do it on camera. Okay. Well, what he does is he pretends to look right in the camera and talk Well, his arm creeps out. He didn't realize his arm could be seen in the camera, and reaches out like a snake, grabs a thing of water, and quick takes a drink and goes back as if somehow he's pulling something over on people. Now, it's a trivial thing. It's a small thing, right? He'd drink of water. I mean, the average guy would say, excuse me, and just take a drink of water. But everything he does is calculated. It's sneaky. It's surreptitious. What he has going for him, obviously, is Florida is very ethnically diverse. And everybody makes a mistake. I want to correct this mistake right now. They always talk about the Latino vote, or the Hispanic vote. There's no such thing as a monolithic Latino or Hispanic vote. There are people from Mexico, Cuba. There are people from Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Arizona, Argentina, I should say, Chile. There are people from Honduras. Every one of them has a different historical background and culture. Some are conservative, some liberal. The people from Cuba and Venezuela who are here tend to be very conservative. They don't want socialism. They saw what happened in their countries. Somebody else might. So Rubio says, oh, I've got the Latino vote. Well, no, he doesn't have the Latino vote. He himself is ethnically Cuban, and I respect that, and that's great. By the way, there are 100 senators. Three of them are of Cuban descent, three of them. One of them is Marco Rubio. The other one is Menendez of New Jersey, and the other one, yes, Ted Cruz of Texas. And Menendez is a Democrat and a good one. The other two, Rubio and Cruz, are Republicans. So I think Demings can beat this guy, because Demings, you may have seen her. She's on some of those committees that got some press on impeachment and on some other things. And she's a police chief. And what is he going to do? Hit her on crime? What, you're soft on crime, are you, police chief? No, I don't think so. I do not think so. So, Terry, thanks for calling in. I'm very high on Tim Ryan, on Fetterman, and on Val Demings. Very, very high on them. And like I say, I think that Ryan and Demings are clearly going to be the nominees. They may have primary opposition, but I don't think it's strong. Fetterman has quite a bit of primary opposition. There's somebody to the left of him from Philadelphia who is a council member, a state assemblyman. And then there's Connor Lamb on the other side. And these are all good people. Any one of them should win. But Fetterman's an interesting guy. I like Fetterman. I think he would stir up the Senate. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Oh, babe, I hate to go.